From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now a visit to a community that is taking a different approach in its crackdown on illegal immigrants. Across the country, a handful of cities and towns have targeted landlords or employers. But Prince William County in Northern Virginia is working out a plan to deny county services to illegal immigrants and to step up police checks. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has the story.
No one pushed harder for the new measures than Greg Latique.
Okay, let's hop in. Go for an adventure.
He leads a tour through pleasant middle-income neighborhoods, streets lined with clabbered colonials and well-kept lawns. But as Northern Virginia has boomed in recent years, Latique says these areas have filled with too many Hispanics who just aren't integrating. He shakes his head at a towering patch of sunflowers in one front yard and catalogs annoyances.
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and there's no parking. How in the world does that happen?
Latique founded Help Save Manassas, named for the county's biggest city. The group has badgered officials about overcrowded houses, zoning violations, and violent Salvadoran gangs.
Right at this corner here, a girl got raped by a bunch of guys who are MS-13 gang members. This house is vacant right here, and they broke into it and started hanging out in there.
Latique pulls further up the street into a quiet cul-de-sac and calls on one of his group's members. Amy Galloway is 71, African-American, still working as a house cleaner. She stands on her front steps and describes how she's come to feel alienated on her own street.
This house in front, 104, we don't know who they are, whether they're Spanish or from Chile or where, but they're there. We've seen at least 4 families move out of that house since the owner sold. And over here, it was numerous amounts of men live there. They have parties. They don't bother us. But they are over there. We don't know who they are. And so it becomes scary.
Chairman? Mr. Noe?
Just to be clear, though.
At a tense Board of Supervisors meeting this summer, dozens of residents accused illegal immigrants of ruining their quality of life and sucking up public resources. They lamented declining property values, the cost of school ESL classes, long waits in emergency rooms. Dozens of others, including plenty of native-born whites, condemned the crackdown as misguided and said it made them ashamed. The supervisors, all facing re-election this fall, voiced barely a word of debate.
Please vote. Mm-hmm. Vote unanimous. Thank you very much.
3 months later, officials have drawn up plans to carry out the resolution. By law, they can't deny the most expensive services, public education and emergency health care. By law also, despite widespread misperceptions at the public hearing, illegal immigrants are already denied things like welfare. Then some things the county could start restricting just aren't practical. Board Chairman Corey Stewart.
It just would not be cost-effective to deny library services. It wouldn't be cost-effective to deny most park services. We would have to train our lifeguards on immigration law, and we're just not going to do that. It doesn't make any sense.
But the county executive has come up with recommendations like these: restricting halfway housing for the homeless, in-home care for the elderly, a substance abuse program at the county jail. Small apples, for sure. But Stewart says there's a bigger aim.
By deterring illegal immigrants from coming to the county in the first place, encouraging the illegal immigrants who are already here to leave, and that's ultimately what's going to be saving the county money.
A lot of that deterrent effect will come from the other part of Prince William County's crackdown, stepped-up police checks. Chief Charlie Dean's officers will now have a mandate to ask about legal status when they stop someone for just about anything, provided there is probable cause.
If officers were, for example, were working radar and they pull someone over for speeding and were presented with a fraudulent driver's license, a obviously forged one or one that they determined was questionable.
But Chief Dean is the first to point out the vast majority of undocumented immigrants don't commit crimes.
What we wind up with, I think, I'm very concerned about the fact that our community expects us to be able to have a much larger impact and do much more than we can do by law. We're not going to do roundups, and we're not going to be dealing with day labor centers.
Dean's officers also won't ask the legal status of crime victims or witnesses. He says it's already hard enough getting immigrant communities to report crimes.
If we're going to do these things, we need to do them right. And if we don't get it right, we can do more harm than good.
Honks of support for a couple dozen Latinos protesting the new law on a grassy strip outside a shopping mall. Not all driving by are impressed.
I had to learn English. Every time I go to the store, it says English or Spanish. I pick English.
No responda, no responda nada.
That's why we have to learn English. Everybody learn English.
Protester Maria Escobar is a U.S. citizen and owns a cleaning service. She says when she came here from El Salvador 26 years ago, this county was poor.
Now it's really rich. If you can see all construction, all new houses, it's beautiful places. Who building? Spanish people building.
We're here, they chant, and we're not leaving. But since the resolution passed, some immigrants in Prince William County are leaving or lying low. I meet Jose in a strip mall parking lot. He didn't want to use his real name, and he wanted to be far from prying neighbors who all believe he's legal.
Me siento temorizado. Tengo miedo, pues, salir.
I feel terrified, he says. I'm afraid of going out to restaurants or any public place. Jose says he knows one family that's left the county, and in this he echoes numerous others who tell of friends and neighbors gone. But Jose has been here the better part of two decades. He has three U.S.-born children, a good job, and owns his house.
Sí, lo he pensado, pero... Es muy difícil.
We've thought of leaving, but it's so difficult, he says. And then I wonder, what if I go somewhere else and they pass a law like this, too? I'll have lost everything for nothing. Jose could have a point. Greg Latique, the activist behind the anti-illegal immigrant movement here in Prince William, says he's been flooded with calls and emails. He's now traveling around Virginia, telling people in other towns how they can copy what he's done. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.